יום נחתה זין יש מילו שיילו וכלי זכוכס that Rabbonin will go to Tumah on the glass the Rabbonin said it's Mekabel Tumah but he writes it's only a kli matches a metal kli or a kli cheres not glass the Rabbonin will go to on kli zchuchis so one time was that a kli zchuchis looks like a kli cheres because it's made from earth since it comes out of chul out of sand it looks like kli cheres the Rabbonin gave a Tumah to a glass because it looks like a kli cheres. So the kasha was then it should have the same halacha like a kli cheres. Alomatnan, the kasha was, it says kli cheres to kli nasser, only these two type of kelim. These are earthly keli. Rashi says nasser means min adama levona, white type of adama. Is tumos and shova. Only these two have the same type halachas of tumah. What does that mean? Mitamoyim umitamim avirehim. The kli cheres is a chiddush from the avir alone. It's makabel tumah, and no adina gives off tumah. That means if a sheretz goes into the aver of a kli cheres, even though it doesn't touch the kli becomes tamei. Once the kli is tamei, if an oichel goes inside the kli, even though it's not touching the kli, the oichel becomes tamei. The halacha aver of a kli cheres is mekabel tumah and gives off tumah. Vaitu mitamoyim achareim. It could be mekabel tumah from the back of it. The back means achareim. Rashi says the back that has the base kibble to it. That there's a chakika there, a hole like on the bottom that can makabel something. But just the back, the outside of the kli cheres, that's not makabel tumah. How do you metayer a kli cheres that's tamei? You have to break it. If the kli cheres doesn't have its feel in the mikvah, if you break it, that's the way you metayer it. So the diik now, kli naser or kli cheres, who did tumos and shavir? Only these two type of kelim, they have the exact same halachas of tumah. That's both are like a kli cheres. Abu midi achrin aloy, but nothing else has the same halachas. But mashma, even a glass kli, a kli zchuchis does not have these halachas. That means it's mekabel tumah even from the back of it. And lav dafka the shvira, mashma, you can't take it to the mikvah. Or mashma, you could take it to the mikvah. It's only a kli cheres that you have to break to mitayir it. So that's the kasha. If the reason the Rabbanan will go on glass is because it comes out of choil, it looks like a kli cheres, it should have the same halacha as a kli cheres. And for the Gemara, Amri, kivon lechi nishtabru, yesh lem takona, vibal glass when glass breaks. You could fix it again, you could take it back to the blower, and he melts it down again, the glass, and blows it up again. But since you could be mesaken glass, is shavino kli matches. Rabbonin gave the tumah of glass doima to kli matches. It's the chumah being chayzer for a time before. Not that glass is machmas a kli cheres because it comes from chayl, but rather that since glass is a kayach that could be fixed up again if it breaks, you could fix up glass, it's more doima to kli matches. So Rabbonin will glaze the tumah on glass or to a kli matches. Rashi eshlem takono lahatichon to like melt it down again. You can make glass over again. So that's the same mile of metal. Metal you could melt down again and make it over again. So glass has a doima to metal. So that's where it has tumah. What type of a tumah? Luchura like a klicher, like metal that you could put it into the mikvah and then within it's makabel tumah even from the back of it. But the Gemara Ella Meyato Ebazoi Yachzur leTumasan Yeshona keKli Matches. If you say glass, the reason why it's makabel tumah midrabbonin, because it looks like metal, it should have all dini metal. Now there's a chumra midrabbonin by metal like this. If you have a metal kli, it's makabel tumah, it became tummy. Now if you break the kli, it becomes ice kli, so the tumah goes off. What about if you fix up the metal kli, you make it back to a kli again? What's the lacha? Does the old tumah come back again? Midrabbonin, the old tumah comes back. Even though you had this kli, this metal kli was tummy. When you broke it, it became tor. Midiraisa, it stays tor. If you make it back into a kli again, midiraisa, it's still tor. The Rabbanan made a din, that's called tumah yeshona. When you make it back into a kli, the old tumah comes back again. Now the kasher is of glass, has the same halacha, like metal, by glass should be the same halacha. If you have a glass of makabel tumah, then the glass broke, and then you fix back the glass kli, it should become tummy again, and the halacha is not like that. So the Mor Tanan, we learned, kli matches, if you have a metal kli, pishutayim, even if it's a flat kli, a metal flat kli is mekabel tumah. On the kableim, if you have a kli like a glass that could be mekabel, you could put something inside this kli, is tumeim. Both these ways, either whether it's toshet flat or whether it's made to mekabel something, it could be mekabel tumah. Nishbru, if this kli matches broke, is alocha tiru, it becomes tor midiraisa when it breaks its ois kli. Or some say the svaru is ponim chadoshes molakan, looks like a new kli now, it comes tor. Chaza v'yosim in kelim, after you broke this metal kli, you went and fixed up the metal kli, you put it back to pieces again, is the alocha chosu l'temosim, yishona. The old tumah comes back again. That's a chumra they made by a metal kli. That after you fix it, the old tumah comes back. Now what's the kasha? That the ilu gabi kli schuches mashenken by glass, tanan we learned in the Mishnah in kelim, kli eight, if you have a keli made out of wood, or else a kli or, a kli made out of skin, or else a kli etzim, made out of a bone, or kli schuches, or else a kli made out of glass, in alocha pshuteim, if the kli is down flat, a flat kli, that it can't be makabel, it's no good to put anything inside it, is to her. Has no din tumah. It's only by matches do we say pshuteim is makabel tumah. Think of the shalev, if it's the rice of the rabbonin. But only by matches. For other kelim, if it's flat, if it has no base kibble, it's not makabel tumah. Or mekableya mashenkeim mitamin. But a kli that could be makabel, if you have a wooden kli or a glass kli, if it could makabel something, now if a sheretz touches the kli becomes tummy. Nishbru, if one of these kelim broke, it's the kli eight, so the kli or the kli etzim broke, is tiru, it remains tor. About you broke the kli, it's like ponim chadoshes molakan, a new kli, the tumah goes off it. Chozer the yosin and kelim, what about now you made this wooden kli back into a good kli, or you took the glass, you made it back into a good glass, it is dalocha mekablim tumah mikan labo. From now on, if a sheretz touches it, from now on it'll be mekabel tumah again. It's mashma mikan labo in. Only from now on, if something new touches it, it could be mekabel tumah. Even after you fixed the glass, but it, even though it was tummy before, but once you broke the glass, it became tor. Now when you fix the glass by itself, it's still tor. It doesn't become tummy unless something new touches it. And that's metamorit. So you see, it doesn't have a tummy yishona. In the mafreya loy. So where is the kasha? If we say the whole reason why they're bonnet made a tumah on glass, because glass could be fixed, just like you could fix metal, case of a glass breaks, you could melt it down and blow it up again, just like metal could be melted down and blow up again. So the Rabbanan should have given all the dine matches onto glass. So just like by an iron metal kli, if the kli breaks and then you fix it, the old tumah comes back again. It should have been the same halacha by kli schuches, by a glass kli, that even though it was mekabel tumah first, now when you break it, true, it's tor, but as soon as you fix up the glass kli again, the old tumah should come back again. How come we learn that? So Chutz Saraya, that glass is not tomei machmas the din of metal. So tomorrow, no, it's no kasha. Loi. Tumas kli suches the rabbonin. It's like a true. Midi reis the glass is not makabel tumah. It's just the rabbonin said glass should be makabel tumah. Why did the rabbonin make the gzeir on glass? True, because glass is like metal. Just like metal, if it breaks, you can melt it down and make a new kli out of it. Glass also, you can melt down the glass and blow it up again. So the Rabbanan made a tumas on glass, auto metal. Now, the tumah yishona even on a real metal kli. That we say when the kli broke, the tumah goes off it. Now when you make it back again, the old tumah comes back, that's only the Rabbanan. That's only the Rabbanan de kachumra. Midiraisa, once you broke that tumah de kli, and it's not royal to use, it's tor. And it stays tor, midiraisa. Even if you fix it up again, midiraisa, it's tor. It's only tumah if a sheretz touches it again. That we say that if you fix up the kli, it becomes tummy again, that's only the rabbonim nikalocha. So a cloud is like this. Bitum the yiraisa, on a metal kli, that's makabel tumah in the yiraisa, is achisu bo rabbonim tumah. The rabbonim puts their chumra of tumah yishona. On a metal kli, when the sheretz touched the metal kli mitchilah, the metal kli is makabel tumah in the yiraisa. Now we say when you break it, the tumah goes off. But when you fix it up again, the Rabbonin put a tumah, the old tumah comes back again. Mashenkin, the tumah, the Rabbonin, put on a glass kli. Even though glass is tumah because of exer, it looks like metal, but it's only mid the Rabbonin that it's tumah in the first place. It's when the sheretz touched the glass kli, it's only mekabel tumah mitchilah mid the Rabbonin. So on a Rabbonin, they could tumah, leyachisol la Rabbonin tumah. the Rabbanim didn't put a second chumrah of a tumah yishana onto a glass kli. That was like a gzera. So Rabbanim only said glass metchil is makabel tumah. When you break the glass, it becomes torah. If you make the glass back into a kli again, so midiraisa, it's not, it doesn't get its old tumah. It's only midirabbanim. On the Rabbanim, the ketumah to start off with, like glass, the Rabbanim didn't put back their old tumah. Only on a metal kli. That a metal kli metchila was tumah midiraisa. On a deraisa, the Rabbanim put a chumrah that when you break it, it goes off. When you fix it back again, it comes back again. But only on the deraisa, not on the Rabbanim. Let's see Rashi. Rashi lutumosan yishona. If nitmu, if it was metame the metal, the nikfu, and you made a hole in the metal kli, v'tiru, the kli became Torah. The chos of the yosim and kelim, then later you melted it down and made a kli out of this metal, is the yasvu tumosan. It should come back tummy again. Lahatinan tfilo, to be toy nachamo tfilo. Hoyolok kli matchis nidu. And this part of the kasha, that even a kli chuchis should have this chumrah. A glass kli, when you fix up the glass kli, it should be mekabel tumah. Tiaru, Zadrashi, di ain a kli. When you break these kelim, the kli becomes tor. A broken kli is not, it's not called a kli. The tumah goes off. Chosel tumos nishona. By a metal kli, the kamaporish time. So we'll see what the tam. Why the rabbanon mean such a gzera? That even on the metal kli, it's good as sheretz touches makabel tumah. But later, when you break the kli, the tumah goes off it. Why did the rabbanon make the gzera that when you fix up this metal kli, the tumah comes back again? Later, we'll explain why. Right, the pshutayim teirim on a glass kli or a wooden kli, if it's the kli is poshut flat, shashi the iskish eitz v'or l'sak. Eitz and or looks like a hookish to a sack. To a bag, the yeshle base kibble, just like a sock, a bag has a base kibble. You can makabel, put something inside a bag. Or kli etzem huadin a kli etzem, a bone kli is iskash leitz, also mukish teitz. Or the pashas midyan, kol bag of a chol kliyor. The minim a kol shurichtim lohavi dov rabom min izim min arkanayim min atzamas min atlofin. Or kli tzuchas kam beforish timely. A mait pshutayim toyim. His avail v'yikur is by eitz and or it's xeras akosiv. That was a hekish to a sock. And a sock is a big something in makabel, so only if you could makabel inside the kli is makabel tumah. And a kli is chuchis, why do Rabbanan only make tumah if you makabel inside the kli, like a glass? But a flat piece of glass, is that makabel tumah? Later we'll explain why. Hamay tshutayim turin, miyachad adami lamatchis. As Yibat, we're coming on now that the reason why they made tumah on glass, because glass looks like metal, so just like metal, a flat piece of metal is makabel tumah, a flat piece of glass should also be makabel tumah. Later we'll explain why they made this chilek. Right, the tumah yishona, sheyachzeru lo me'acha shetiru mimenu, the rabbanan hi, klekamon dilchaso. Hey, that we say, even a metal kli, even with tumah, now when you broke the kli, it became tor. Now when you fix up the kli again, that the old tumah comes back again, that's only a chumah with the rabbanan. The klal is betumas kli matchis diraisam on a real metal kli that was makabel tumah metchilim diraisam is gozu tumah yishona. On this type of a tumah kli, the rabbanim made gzera that even after you break it and then you fix it up again, still the old tumah comes back. Abu b'kli zchuchis mashenk in a glass kli di yikra tchilas tumas and leiselam the rabbanim. It's only with the rabbanim makabel tumah glass mediraisa is always tor, even if a sheretz touches it. It's not a makabel tumah, but the rabbanim is the klal. The Rabbanan didn't put their gzera on another gzera. So that's the teretz. The Bible blibe now that a glass kli is tomei machmas din metal. Therefore, it's not shver why you can makabel tumah on the back. Even if a sheretz touches the back of a glass, it's also makabel tumah. Even though if a sheretz touches the back of a kli cheretz, it's not makabel tumah, because glass is not the tumah al zdoima to kli cheretz. But glass is rather doima to matchis, tamu to metal. Also, nafkamina is you can put it into the mikvah. If a glass becomes tamei, you're allowed to put it into the mikvah. We found the whole tumah is only auto matchis, metal. A metal kli has a tefillah b'mikvah. Only a kli cheres has no tefillah b'mikvah. If a sheres touches a kli cheres, you put it into the mikvah, you're not metire it. The only way you metire a kli cheres, an earthly kli, is only if you break it. So, like this, the boys come now that glass, it could also be tefillah in the mikvah. We'll soon see how we hold halacha. Now of Shvedo, if you say glass is tummy midrabonin because it looks like metal, just like metal you can fix up again, glass you can also fix up again, so why isn't a flat piece of glass also makabel tumah? Just like a metal. Tomorrow, shoot the kli matchas diraisa ninu. is that a pshute kliye matches? That a flat piece of metal is makabel tumah. That's midiraisa. He's only eights and or is hukash to sack. The Torah says a sack, that's a big, that's makabel tumah. Only pshite if it's a base kibble. That's what a sack is. So kliyets and a kliyetsim is hukish to a sack. Mashenkin kli matches. The Torah has its own pash of tumah. So you have even a pshuta, a plain, a flat piece of metal is also makabel tumah. So the kasher is, if glass is tomei oto metal, why isn't a flat piece of glass also makabel tumah? And for the Gemara, avdibu rabbonin hekeres. It's not the true. The rabbonin made tumah glass because it looks like metal, but the rabbonin didn't want to give it all dinei tumah like metal, because then you'll make a mistake and think that it's tumah midiraisa. The rabbonin want you to know that glass is only makabel tumah midirabbonin. My nafkamina ki hechad laliswa falayel tumah bekodeshim. Then the case if a glass is makabel tumah sheretz touches a glass, so midiraisa the glass is tor. It's only tumah midirabbonin. What's going to be now if this glass touches truma? Hey, the glass is a rishon l'tumah. Now when the glass touches truma, l'chura should make the truma into a sheni l'tumah. If a truma becomes a sheni, it's turning straight, he has to burn it. But about it's only midirabbonin. The rabbonin weren't so strong with that gzera to say you have to be served. The rabbonin only made like litlis. The halacha is if the truma touches it clean now, you're not allowed to eat the truma. But in the chlami burn it, you're not allowed to burn it either. See, if the rabbonin would make glass mamish like metal, people will know this halacha. They'll make mistakes. They'll think glass is also midiraisa. So if truma touches the glass, that's tamei, you think you have to burn the truma. Therefore, the rabbonin made a hekka to say no. Glass is not mamish like metal. It's only midirabbonin. So they made a hekka that you should know a flat piece of glass, even if a sheretz touches, it's not makabel tumah. I metal is makabel tumah. That's because metal is midiraisa, but glass is only the rabbonin. So rabbonin made this hekker. People won't come to make mistakes. So Rashi, shuteye milatami ke kli matkis, just like a metal kli. To abshut the kli matkis the iraisa, a flat piece of metal is makabel tumah midiraisa. V'chiv under the kavasaihu shavinu litumah. Since the rabbonin what goes on glass. Because glass gets fixed up like metal gets fixed up, the lekalishnu yebok and mishana the tumi yishana. You can't give terutza now, like we said before, al tumi yishana the old tumah. That's only the rabbonik isvoro. But here, that's the deraisa, a flat piece of metal, makabel tumah midiraisa. Who are then a flat piece of glass should be makabel tumah midirabbonin. That there it says, av the rabbonin akero v'tumas klis chuches. The chilkubo mituma diraisa. The rabbonim made the chilik between the tuma diraisa. Leidia to teach us shehim edivreim. It's only mekabel tumah midirabbonin. Lo yisarfu aleim truma v'kodeshim. Therefore, if truma touches a tumnik a kli a zruches a glass kli, you don't have to burn the truma, or you're not allowed to burn the truma. To leisafri truma mishum tuma midirabbonin bar min zvov sveikis. It's only the vov sveikis that we're masakin in usha. Six sveikas, there the rabbonim said, even though it's only talking to the rabbonim, if you have before a base of pras, or eretz amin, if you have the dirt of eretz amin, that's talking to the rabbonim. Those six tumas, the rabbonim made the tumas so stark to say that if truma touches it, you have to burn the truma. But mashma, all over tumas, the rabbonim, halacha is only little, it's only a suffix tuma. You don't have to burn it. Now, so Sassamba said, this lachna rash is there, shver, because you have before faket, what about the til shadayim? Yodayim is also one of the Xeris the Rabbon. It's one of the Yutchas Devarim. And the Mura said before that Chilas. Rami Ilfis. Yodayim Chilas Xeros and Sreifa. When they made the Takona on Yodayim Ahin, the Chilas Takona was for Sreifa. So even though Yodayim is only coming with the Rabbonin, with the Raisa, your hands are not Tomei. Some course it's a Tzkoni, it touches all your body, it doesn't come Tomei with the Raisa. So your hands is only tummy with the rabbonin. Still, we say if your hands touch a truma, that was the ilfis gzera that chilas was l'sreifa. So how could Rashi say here that all tumas the rabbonin are not l'sreifa? Only the vav sveikas of usha. So Sasema says you have to say it's lavdavki in Rashi. Doesn't mean to say all of them. Just these vav sveikas of usha, that says clear that it's l'sreifa. But who are then your dying is also l'sreifa. But einachnami, other tumas the rabbonin didn't go so far. Other times Rabbonin will go to tumah, the Rabbonin didn't say if a truma touches that tumah, you have to burn the truma. By all other tumas, like here, by a kli zchuchas, a glass, even if a sheretz touches a glass, it's only mekabel tumah mid Rabbonin. The Rabbonin didn't go so far to say that if truma touches the glass, you have to burn the truma. It's only a suffer truma. It's only certain places the Rabbonin said that's like tumah vadi to burn it. the Vav Sveik is of Ushan, and Hu Adinen Chan by Yidayim also. But other Tumas is not so Chum, you don't have to burn the Tumas. You don't have to burn the Truma. Right. Rav Ashi Yama Nuteretz now. With Srik Shver, why is the Kli Sluchas Makabal Tumah? How come glass is Makabal Tumah? Medirais, the glass is not called the Kli Makabal Tumah. Rav Ashi Yama Liyolam Lekli Cheres Dumi. Rav Ashi says no. Really, glass, the Rabbanah made a Tumah because it's Dumah to Kli Cheres. We had before, since you make it out of sand, glass is made from sand, it looks like a Kli Cheres. Or the Zalik Kasha, look, he had a Kasha. Lula Tama Migabon, the Kasha was the Kli Cheres. If a Cheres touches the outside of the Kli is not Makabal Tumah. So we have Shveh, how come a glass? If a Cheres touches the outside of the glass, we say the glass is Makabal Tumah. If glass is Tomei Machmas Kli Cheres, it shouldn't be Makabal Tumah from the outside. The Teretz is, Hoyo Venira Teichoi Kabori. The glass, you could see through glass. So the outside looks like the inside. So then if you're going to say touching the outside is term, people think who had been touching the inside also. You can't tell the difference so much. The guy's touching here in the back of the glass. So you see through the glass. You can't tell Kula if he's touching the inside, touching the back of the glass. So that's why by glass, Rabban hadn't made Xerum, but no matter where you touch the glass, it always looks like you're touching the inside. That's why it's Makabal Tumah. Ben Achnami, glass is only Machmas HaKli Cheres. So Drashi, Hoyo V'Niro Teichoi, Mi Bachutz, Derech Taf Neisov. Is the choshev gav elatoich? He's the outside is not choshev elatoich. The toich is the choshev. So Chura Sassama says, what Chura means to say is that since you can't tell the difference when you touch the outside, it looks like you're touching the inside. So it's like one zera, the Rabbanan had to make a zera. And the Maisa, the Rambam paskins like this teretz, the Gavashi's teretz, and the Nafkin Minrish, you can't be table a glass kli. Hey, so like this teretz, the reason why the Rabbanan made glass the makabel tumum, because the daima took kli cheres. Now, Kli Cheres has no tefillah b'mikvah. If a Cheres touches a Kli Cheres, it does not put into the mikvah. The only answer is to break it. Now, that's why Rama passes also. Now, for glass, what's not the game is man is there. For glass, that's what we know gay of, is man the base of Midrash Mashiach, Mashem. Because man the base of Midrash, when you had Truma, and you had Edith, but Tyro, so the glass was Makabal Tumah, you can't be table in the mikvah. The only answer you have is to break the glass. Because the Rama passes has glass like Ravashi's parents. That really glass is only Mikabal Tumah because the Rabbanan gave it a din like Kli Cheres. If it's Doima, take Kli Cheres, then there's no din mikvah. So Taisus speaks out the top Taisus. Ravashi Yomalilam with Kli Cheres Domi. Hochos of Taisus, Lestal Ravashi Taima Hoyo Vichi Nishbru Yeshlem Takono Shavinu. His here Ravashi doesn't hold the Rabbanan made it Tomeid as metal. That was the story before, that glass is doima to metal, just like metal when it breaks, you can fix it up. Who had been glass, you can also fix it up. As if Ashi doesn't know from this teretz. Of a zaktais v'zmiyu, linyin latzrichen tfila kishen chadoshim. That's halacha, whenever you buy a kli from a goy, midiraisa, you have to be table the kli first. What type of kli? Kli matchis. Learn it out from kli midyon, that's toyin tfila. If you buy a metal kli from a goy, is midiraisa, you have to put it in the mikvah before you can use it. Glass is only turned filled with the Rabbonin. Zog to Islel Rav Ashi High Timer, the head of your Perak Vasa Masechta by the Zorah. Chur Toys about burning another Shiloh now. Halacha is, if you buy a metal Kli from a Goy that made a metal Kli, when he throw buys it, he has to be tabled first. Halacha is a Kli Cheres, if you buy a nursery Kli, you're not Mechuyv to be tabled. A Kli Cheres has no din tefillah if you buy it from a Goy. Only a metal Kli. So the big Nafka Minah now, what about if you buy glass off a Goy? If you hold here like Rav Ashi, that the only reason why glass is Tomei, because it's like Kli Cheres, so say if you buy it off a Goy, you shouldn't have to put it into the mikvah first, because Kli Cheres has no din tefillah, the mikvah. And just like Taisis, Rav Ashi himself says in Masechta Avodah Zarah, he has to be tied with glass. So Mashma for the halach is, when you buy glass off a Goy, there Rav Ashi is also masking, Abonim made Xerum, also Kli Matchis. Because he's also masking, it's Doima to Kli Matchis. Glass is also, but it's only Midir Abonim. So nafka mina, I mean, when you buy glass, that's the maisu. When people buy glasses, you're supposed to table the mikvah first. The shaila is about china. We have a china set, because really china is earthly clayly. That's like kli cheres. It's not mechuyu to be tabled. Now some people are machma since it's glazed. The top of the china is glazed. They say that's called kli schuchis.
Some say, no, it's so small, you can't take it off. It's not called Kli Sluga, you have to get to Sharla. Some people are Mekul, you don't have to be Tevil China. And some people are Machnik, but Moshe is Mekul, says you don't have to be Tevil China. Some people are Yemachmer. But the Lachmer is like this, because if it's a Kli Sluga, Kli Cheres, or it's Kli Keli, you're not Mechuba to be Tevil. But the Raisi, you only have to be Tevil Netl if you buy from a Goy. And the Rabbanan said, who had in glass? And that's why it speaks out, even the Ravashi, Hilchas Tuma, says glass is not to Kli Cheres, but negate to that takonah, that when you buy it off a goyim, even Ravashi is made that you have to be toivel glass. Because glass also has the milo, it's going to metal. So when you buy glass from the store, you should be toivel. Unless you know it's made in Israel, or you know it's made by Israel, by a Yid. Right. Shimon ben Shetach, one of the quotes we had before was, Shimon ben Shetach was ticking ksuba l'isha. He made a takona to give a ksuba. What does it mean a takona? It's midiraisi you have to give a ksuba. So Gemara Ksuba says that, metchila, when you mechayge yourself to give a ksuba, it's enough to put aside some money. So I owe you $200? Well, I'm putting aside this money. What happened later? L'isha knew when the Baal gives a get, he'll make kunsin and lose that money. The money won't be around anymore. So all the Nashim got scared they won't get the ksuba. So Shimon ben Shetach made a takona that when you make right up the ksuba, all your nechassim you own are achroi for the ksuba. You can't pat yourself by saying, I put aside the $200 and they got burnt off, they got lost. You can't pat yourself anymore. Any property, any money you have is mechui, is meshuba to the ksuba. That was Shimon ben Shetach's takona. The gozer tum al kli matchis. He also made a gzeira that kli matchis, metal kli, is makabel tumah. For the Gemara, kli matchis diraisa ninu. That's when the diraisa kli matchis and metal kli is makabel tumah. What do I need Shimon ben Shetach to make a gzera for? The chzivish says the posik aches azov yes akesef. Here's the posik by Midyan. They will learn when you bought the kelim off the goyim, you have to be terrible in the mikvah. So mashma tefila helps. Tefila takes off the tumah. So the Gemara lo nitzuchu el lo tumah yishona. It means Allah we had before. That if mechila you had a metal kli that a sheres touched the kli, so the metal kli is makabel tumah. Now it's true, if you put it into the mikvah it becomes Torah, true. But you could also break it. If you break the metal kli, the kli becomes Torah. What about now, you fix up this metal kli again, so midiraisa it remains Torah. The Rabbonin gave Tumi Yishonah, we'll soon see why they did this. But the Rabbonin said when you fix up this metal kli, the old Tumi comes back again. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Maisa B'Sheltzien HaMalka, she was the queen, she also saw Mishta Lebno, she made a big Suda, a big Mishta for her daughter, for her son. The nitmu kol keleha happened by that suda. All the kelim became tummy. Chveis the zav was running around there. All the kelim became tummy. So Rashi, that's b'shaltzim Rashi, b'nei Shimon ben Shetach hoisa. Some say this was Yanai's wife. Yanai was the melech and his malka, and is brought down behind the Gemara Brachas that Yanai Hamalka, that Yanai killed out all the chachamim, and he only left over one, Shimon ben Shetach. And Shimon ben Shetach, that was the brother to this queen. And then when Yana didn't know how to make a bracha, Brichas HaMazon, he asked his wife, bring me somebody to make a bracha for me. So she said, I'll bring you my brother if you don't kill him. Shimon ben Shetach was Yana Amalka's sister, brother. So about that chasen, at that sudya, all the kelim became tomis. The trashi called kelea b'meis. So he said, tzricho lahamtin hazor shlish yishri. If I don't know, somebody died by the sudya, or the day before, somebody died in the house, and all the kelim in the house became tomis. That's halach. If you have a mace in the house, as though Tumas oil. Anybody under the same roof of the mace becomes Tomei. Who are then all the Kalim in the house? You have a mace lying in this room, all the Kalim in this room become Tomei. How does it become Torah now? Tumas mace is a Chumadika Tumah. You Tomei for 7 days. Just like if a person touches the mace, you Tomei for 7 days. You have to have Hazor from the Paraduma. You have to have Hazor that spritz on you the third day and the seventh day. And after that, you can be Tovim. That's why this man is there, everybody come out this Tumah and Mace, and we can't become Torah, because we don't have the Paraduma today. So we can't get the Tumah Mace off us. But Midiraisa, if you want to get Tumah Mace off you, you have to have Azor, you have to have the Afer of the Paraduma, and they put it into water, and the Kohen spritzes it on you the third day and the seventh day, then you can be tabled with Mikvah. Who are then Kalim also? If Kalim touched the Mace, or Kalim was in the same oil as the Mace, the Kalim also has this Chomadika Tumah. That the only way you matar your kelim is you have that hazor, you have to throw a spritz on it, yom shlish and yom shvi, and then you can be tabled the mikvah. So here the malka, it happened a day before the big suda, all the kelim became tummy. So she can't wait 7 days to go wait. She has to, she's making the, whatever, bar mitzvah, whatever it was, she's doing it tomorrow.
So she can't wait 7 days. So what's the Eitzah to Metayer all the Kalim? Is the Eitzah was Meshav Rasan? You break the Kli. You break the Kalim, that's Metayer them. That's Eitzah 1, 2, 3. Is even a Kli that was Mekabel Tumah from a mace, if you break the Kli, it becomes Torah. What she do then? And right away she took all the Kalim back to the blacksmith and he made him fix them up again. Berischon. And he melted them down again. He made them over again. V'yosemem kelim chadosh, he made new kelim now. So she thought that was good. And midiraisa, it is good. Midiraisa, when you break your kli matchis, the tumor goes off it. Even if you fix it up again, midiraisa, it's torah. V'yomru chachomim, and shim machetach said then.